In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, yeah. It is time once again for the world-famous, internationally known Ben and Skin Show right here on 105. Three, the fan. Thanks for rolling with us today. I'm Jeff Skin Wade. Across from me is Kevin KT Fun Tweets Turner, and behind me, over my left shoulder, lurking as he likes to do at night, is my good buddy Jonathan M. Shipman. We call him Shippy. We have an action-packed show over the next 4 hours, getting you ready for a huge event tomorrow, Fanniversary, baby. We're closing in on the birthday of the fan on December 15th of 2008. Ben Rogers and I, the Ben and Skin Show, hit the air, replacing the Russ Martin Show. At the time, it was called, the station was called Live. And at 3 o'clock on December 15th of 2008, we launched as The Fan. And it's been a really fun ride, man. Lots of great stuff over the years. And in honor of what the morning show did throughout the show today, Tizzle, you've put in some work, and we've pulled some great moments from the history of our show, just like the morning show did.
Yeah, normally I'm on top of that stuff, but it took the morning show reminding me that, hey, yeah, we should probably go do something like that. So I found a lot of cool stuff. There's a lot of things that Tolo's tweet all the time asking for.
Right.
We all play that, and it's like, well, we can't really play that, you know, in the middle of the show. But today I think we do have an excuse to play some of that stuff because we're celebrating 10 years tomorrow from noon to 4 at Texas Live. It's going to be an awesome day. I'm going to go watch college football. I was texting with Jared. Oh, a little bit earlier.
Who's that?
Jared Sandler.
Oh, you know? Yeah, I know him.
And he's like, hey, you want to ride to Texas Live? And I was like, no, I think I'm good, but I'll see you out there.
He was going to drive out of his way to pick you up and take you to Arlington?
Yeah, you know, he's excited, wants to go.
Wow, I wish I would have got that
you
offer.
Know, the guys,
he didn't want to ride with you.
Well, yeah, I understand
I'll say this. Like, you used to have a big college football crew. You know, me and Jeff and Sean and Jared, and sometimes Shippy would be a part of that. Sometimes.
Ivan Meisel.
Roy, when he would make it. You know, we'd have this kind of little college football crew on Saturdays, and we'd just spend all day drinking. And those we haven't done that in a long time because we've all gotten just a tad older, and our lives have taken on these ebbs and flows and things like that.
Roll out of shape.
Maybe women come into play in some nature. So I guess what I'm saying is tomorrow's a good opportunity to bring back the old college football crew. In fact, it'll have all the Tolos, and we'll be there drinking and having a good time.
Are you telling me tomorrow at Texas Live we're going to have a drunken Tolo college football bash?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're watching the Mizzou game.
With Ed Belfour in the house.
Oh, my God. He's bringing the spirits. It's going to be a blast. I've really been looking forward to this.
I drank a whole bottle of Fireball.
I know, Ben. Yeah, you love those events. We'll actually talk to Ben coming up here in 15 minutes. He missed yesterday and is missing today's show because his beautiful, lovely wife, Kat, she got a new hip yesterday. So she now has three hips. It's the weirdest thing you've ever seen. She didn't replace one. She just added a third.
Is it a front hip or a back hip?
Both. I mean, it's a freak show. So we'll check in with Ben and get his thoughts on what is a huge move for the Cowboys.
You called it.
I called it. Hey, KT, who's the football guy, huh?
That's you, man.
Daddy's the football guy right here. Come sit in Daddy's lap, everybody. So it was great. That was a really nice move for the Cowboys.
All right, Daddy.
All right, hold on, Gavin. You get a turn, too. So that was a good move, and we'll get into all of that at 10:20. But I thought the television viewing for sports last night was extraordinary. Didn't you say going into that SMU-Houston game that it was a 14 to 14.5-point spread? Isn't that right?
If I said that, I don't remember saying that.
I think that was a spread. Shippy, you gamble on everything. Was it 14?
Yeah. I didn't check that one out, but let me look.
Man, what a letdown. Let's get choppy in here.
I'm really falling off.
But SMU hung on for dear life and won that thing 34-31. So you have a local team that remains undefeated on the college football scene.
It's pretty awesome, and it was a close game. And Houston gave them all they had. I got to be honest, my attention was still pretty locked in on Vikings Redskins, and that might seem like a weird thing to do, but
it was a 14-point line.
Thanks, John.
With us playing the Vikings in a couple weeks, you know, I wanted to see what they had, and sure enough, the Kirk Cousins dud on primetime did happen.
So they scored 19 points?
Yeah, 19-9.
Case not good.
Case Keenum got hurt. Haskins comes in. Haskins was okay, moved the ball a little bit, but he threw a costly interception, had a wide open Terry McLaurin. The game was 16-9 at the time, and the Redskins were driving. They were about to be in Vikings territory. They would have been inside the 30.
Oh.
And he overthrew Terry McLaurin, went off his hands.
What a rookie.
And the Vikings, you know, intercepted. It ended up adding a field goal. And it was not an exciting game. It was a quick game. It was over.
They only
it was
played
over
a half.
Like before, almost like 10 o'clock. The game was over.
That's great.
Which never happens.
So you're telling me that the Vikings, would they score a touchdown and kick four field goals?
Yeah.
What a beating.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Against that vaunted Washington defense.
But, you know, they didn't have our guy, Adam Thielen. So, you know, that slows down the offense, the hamstring out. They tried to run it. I think Dalvin Cook had 98 yards, mm-hmm. 23 carries. And then the backup running back, Madison, from Boise State, had 13 carries. So, they're still predominantly a run team.
So, and then they got 10 days until they play the Cowboys on that's a Sunday night game, isn't it?
I think it's a Sunday night game. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that'll be a primetime game. So by then you would think Thielen would be back.
Yeah.
Unless he's a P. a player, I mean.
God, yeah,
so absolutely. 10 days from now you'll have Vikings, Cowboys. They of course wait, no, that can't be right because the next game Cowboys play is the Giants, my friend.
Yes. Well the bye week, the Giants.
Then the Vikings. Yeah. So Thielen should be back by then.
And then I think it's the Patriots right after that. Oh, the Lions are in the mix there too.
By the way, there was some NBA action last night as well, as you had the TNT Thursday night stuff on and popping. Good God. The Clippers are awesome.
Are they?
They are.
I got to be honest. Saw none of it. And then I know that the Bucks and Rockets were playing.
That was a good game.
Saw none of it. And it's not that I wasn't interested.
You had a lot going on.
It's just I had the two football games on. And this is why I was kind of talking yesterday. The basketball will take over. It's just.
It needs to happen later.
Yet.
Yeah. No, I get it, man.
And also know that you're going to know what happened and I can just kind of ask you.
So basically what happened was the Rockets got off to an early lead. They were pounding the Bucks, and then the Bucks just methodically came back. And in all this day and age of no mid-range, good God, Giannis just kills you in the mid-range.
Yeah.
He's so good.
So the Warriors looked like garbage, huh?
They got destroyed.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this, I think it was yesterday, or maybe I was talking about this with the G-Bag Nation. One of the sort of problems with the Warriors is that if you are rolling out a Steph Curry, D'Angelo Russell backcourt, you ain't stopping anybody on the perimeter. And so
you better score 141.
You better score
140.
Yeah. And then so they got drummed early. They made a couple runs, but Clippers dominated them. And you're watching that going, so they're going to add Paul George to this?
Yeah.
Oh, man. They are freaking good.
That's going to be tough.
I really thought that, probably a team like Denver would win the regular season. I think Denver's going to get a ton of regular season wins. Hell, the Clippers might haul off and win the regular season and the championship. They are really, really, really good.
Steve Kerr had the quote after the game that was basically saying, look, this is not a one-off here. No. We're going to have nights like this.
We're going to have a lot of nights like this.
Are they going to make the playoffs?
I think there's a lump of teams, whether it's the Spurs, the Warriors, the Mavericks. I think you could maybe throw the Kings in there. I'm not sure.
Bagley hurt 4 to 6 weeks.
Maybe take the Kings out of there. Go ahead. And also, I mean, I know everybody wants to write off the Thunder, but I mean, go ahead and write off Chris Paul and Gallinari and Steven Adams and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at your own risk.
So we all
Chris Paul is still a great player. He gets hurt.
You said the Kings. Like, I saw a stat last night. I was talking about their half court efficiency last year, and there's a lot that goes into play, but. Mm-hmm. De'Aaron Fox is your point guard, and you think highly of him, but from the half-court sets, they're struggling.
Yeah,
they
needed to push. They were a tempo team.
Yeah.
And then same way, Mavs play the Pelicans tonight. Pelicans are push. They're a tempo team. And the Mavs want to be a tempo team. So I think tonight it's going to be on, it's what they call a side-by-side. I always watch the Fox Sports Southwest broadcast if I'm not on it because I think it's better. But if you want to do the national broadcast, they got ESPN action going as well. But I think that's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be a shootout tonight.
That's going to be great, man. Stars got a win last night.
How about that? Are they back at 500 yet?
Yeah, Shippy, are we back at 500 yet?
Not quite, but that's three in a row now that they've
won. All right. So they snapped out of it, huh?
As soon as they get back to 500, I will download all the podcasts that you and Spittle have done.
I appreciate it. Yeah, the sweaters.
Listen to them all at the same time.
Yeah.
Go ahead and promote it. What's it called?
It's the Sweaters Forever podcast because I sweat a lot.
That's a great name.
Always have.
That's pretty good.
No, but yeah, it's on the 105.3 The Fan website. We did a episode earlier this week talking about Corey Perry and Denis Garyanov, who scored two goals last night and kind of has the chance to be that Roope Hintz type effect that he had last season, this season.
How often are you guys cranking out that podcast?
Weekly, once a week.
I really don't think that... I think if you were to get the top three or four media people in town that are most knowledgeable about the Stars, I would think both Spittle and Shippy would be in that top four or five.
Those are the guys.
Those are the guys.
There's the hockey guys. It's the Hockey Hawk, and Shippy goes by something else.
Yeah.
The hockey something else.
Yeah,
you're like the Shippy parrot or something, right? What kind of bird are you?
Yeah.
He's the Hockey Cockatoo.
Oh, yeah, that's so good.
There we go.
Oh, my God. The Hockey Hawk and the Hockey Cockatoo are back at it.
We're
with
gonna
Sweaters
need to
Forever.
That podcast.
Oh, that's great. Okay, I'm going to download all of those right now. If you don't have the radio.com app, you should download it. It's awesome. Got the rewind function on there. I know Tolos want to consume the Fan all the time, and there's a lot of different ways to do it, and we encourage you to do it all of those different ways, and we encourage you to hang out with us at Fanniversary tomorrow. 105.3 The Phone. Call in on 105.3 The Phone. Let's take some calls if we want to. 877-881-1053. Why don't you go ahead and tease what's coming up later in the show, KT?
1 p.m. Jerry Jones.
Yep.
And then at 12:20, we're going to do a special, as we normally do on Friday, Tell Us What You're Thinking.
Tell us what you're thinking.
So if you're going out to Fanniversary, you want to let us know where you're going to be hanging out, how things are going to be popping tomorrow, when you're going to be there, or you just want to weigh in. Tell us what you're thinking at 1220, 877-881-1053.
Yeah, and that's also the AutoFlex Leasing Fantex number, and I got a couple here for you. Anthony Dunn, good Tolo, says, is KT the basketball guy?
I am. Yeah.
When I became the football guy, you became the basketball guy.
It's all about picking up slack, really.
Right. It was our version of Freaky Friday. And then this is a good one. This is probably one for you to answer, KT. My wife wants to know if Long Dong Jeremy will be at Fanniversary tomorrow.
Okay, that's not his name.
He's a pirate, isn't he?
It's not his name.
No.
But yes, he will be there. And he'll handing out G-bag flags.
All right, and Ben will be asking him if he has any more of those. Speaking of Ben.
Do we have G-Bag flags, Big Dong Jeremy?
That's going to be Ben at Fanniversary. Speaking of Ben, his lovely wife, Kat, had hip surgery, so she's added a third hip. And coming up next, we'll bring Ben into the mix, talk about Fanniversary, talk about the big trade of yesterday. The Cowboys addressed a need in a big-name style of way. Does he still matter in a big way? We'll talk about all that. The Michael Bennett trade will pop on Ben. That's next on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Shippy, do you know the song without looking?
I don't.
You know it, don't you, Tizzle? Isn't it Spoon Man?
Yes.
Spoon Man! All right, it's Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan, bringing all the spoons to the party. The party will be tomorrow at Texas Live as we have Fanniversary, baby, celebrating another great birthday of the Fan. Very exciting. Great station. It's been awesome to be a part of this along the way, and we're very much looking forward to celebrating with you tomorrow. We're going to have Jerry Jones at 1 o'clock today because that better fit his schedule.
Yep.
And part of what we're doing with all of this celebrating is we are doing some best of throughout the day. We heard Sean and RJ do, and we're like, God, it's a great idea. We got a lot of old best of stuff, yeah. So why don't we fire up some of that today?
What an exciting time.
I know, Jerry, and I know you want to hear these clips as well. So coming up at 1 o'clock, we'll play all of our best clips for Jerry and see what his reaction is. Is that the
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Is that the best use of him?
Not the best use of his time.
Well, we'll see.
Maybe ours, but not his.
We'll see if Jerry likes the best of Ben and Skin. One of the things I'd like to do now, though, is talk about a move that went down. And yesterday, KT, during the Around the NFL segment, you talked about the talk out there that Michael Bennett could be traded. And I was like, dude, sign me up. I've always been on board with this. He's floating around from team to team. Mm-hmm. Let's get Michael Bennett in here. And I think that the personality, like if you look at the quote-unquote leaders on the defense, it's the guys on the defensive line. Guys like Tank, Tyrone Crawford. I've always thought that our defensive line could take on different personalities and make a mesh. And, you know, obviously Michael Bennett gets in and out of, I don't know, let's just say hot water because of some of his opinions and things. But he's in his early 30s, but he's still productive. I think he had 9 sacks last year for the Eagles.
He had 9 sacks last year. I believe it was 8.5 the year before that.
Right. So after you and I talked about it, the Cowboys heard us talking about it, and they immediately traded a 7th-round pick that could conditionally be a 6th, I believe.
Yes.
For Michael Bennett. And the Cowboys have addressed a need along their defensive line. And joining us now on the BuyerSafety.com hotline.
Oh, a phone is ringing.
105.3, the phone. I know when one half of the title of the name, The Ben and Skin Show. He is in a hospital somewhere staring at his wife. It's the great Ben Rogers. How are we doing, Ben?
Hey, guys. I was at the hospital with my wife. I was doing a bit where every time a new physical therapist or doctor came in, I would tell them that I just met Kat in the hallway. And they'd get real confused by that and think some guy was in here taking advantage of her while she's a little delirious on drugs.
It's pretty dark.
But I'm not at the hospital now, guys. I'm actually getting inducted into the North Texas Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's incredible. Yeah. Wow. Congratulations, Ben.
I noticed you guys aren't in it.
How was it? I got in last year. Me and Mean Joe Green went in last year.
No, I looked specifically, and neither of you were in.
No. They're actually the Hall of Fame is named after us. It's a whole building called the Mean Joe Green Skinwade North Texas Hall of Fame. Caw.
Huh. Was that Missouri Claw who called me? I couldn't tell. I didn't sound like Shippy.
Shippy, do you sound different?
No, that was me.
Prove it. Oh, there he is, Ben. You can tell now. Hey, we talked about this before you decided to take 3 weeks off to be with your wife. The Cowboys needed to address the defensive line, and I'll be damned if they didn't do it, and they went and got Marty B's brother to do it. I think this is exciting news, Ben.
Yeah, I honestly have not been tracking this very closely. My son gives me all my sports updates now. Max Rogers, 14, yep. Personal friend of Jerry Jones. And he
I like sports. You like sports?
Yeah, he likes sports, and we like sports. Don't care who knows. And I'm like, okay, why would the Patriots do this if they're also trying to win? But they have their own reasoning, and I know he'd been in hot water. Fits better in a 4-3. He can go inside a little bit, and they're not giving up a lot to get him. So I love the move. Is anybody having a problem with this? Is anybody not on board with this?
I think the people that want to get passionate about players that have their own opinions are upset with it, you know, because he's a guy that'll speak his mind. And so I think there's people that are worried that he'll be a locker room cancer and some of those kinds of things. My understanding from reading was that he was disappointed with his playing time in New England. And if you look at how good of a defense New England is without him being on the field, don't know that they really need him unless they sustain some injuries. So New England's like, F it. We don't need a guy here who's unhappy. Let's ship him off.
Well, he should love Marinelli's 17-man defensive line rotation.
Well, that's a great point. But if you look at our defensive line depth, he's going to play.
Good.
Right? I mean, he's got to play. Let me – who are they?
Ready for you.
They're not going to keep Tristan Hill on the field and keep Michael Bennett off it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's good. What else? Let's go get something else. Let's go get a defensive tackle.
Let's
maybe
get Sue.
A receiver, tight end. I don't know.
Let's get Sue.
I thought it would take like a fourth to get him. And for that to be a 7th and then a 6th, then look – If there's any problems and it's just it jacks with the vibe of things in the locker room, then see ya. It ain't that big of a deal.
And didn't the Patriots just give up like 2 fives for him or something?
I'm not sure what they gave up for him.
They gave up more than they received for him like 6 months ago.
But they traded for him because they let Trey Flowers go. But the thing that he is, I was looking at some like pressure numbers and things like that. He was playing in a 3-4 in New England for the most part.
Yeah.
And he doesn't need to be doing that. He needs to be... Is there like a big conversation? What's happening back there?
Ben, can you broadcast us on that thing?
Yeah, that's my wife's physical trainer. Sorry about that.
What is she, how is give us a scouting report on her.
Solid 7. And, you know, the question is am I more distracting to them or are they more distracting to us? Because all of a sudden I started projecting with a very loud radio voice.
ask her what she thinks of the Michael Bennett trade.
All right, can I ask you a question? We're live on the radio right now. Do you mind answering this? What do you think of the, I'm going to put you on your, what do you think of the Cowboys getting Michael Bennett? She doesn't know who Michael Bennett is.
What is she? Is she a mime? Why didn't she answer the question?
Because she's smart. Oh. I'm a radio host.
Oh, well, hey, look at me. Hey, ask your wife why she added a third hip. That seems like a really unnecessary surgery.
Not a third hip. She didn't add a third hip. She fixed her bad hip. And guys, it's been bothering her whole life. And I'm really excited for her. She's doing great. She's walking around. And, you know, at night, she does a lot of moaning in bed.
Absolutely.
While she's sleeping.
And other stuff.
No, other stuff, but she's in pain, and so this is great news for her. We're very excited about this.
It's good for all of us. Yeah, it's good for all of us. Talking to Ben Rogers of the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. He's on the phone here. So, Ben, we are going to be throughout the day playing some of the best of Ben and Skin in honor of Fanniversary tomorrow, and we have Jerry Jones at 1 o'clock, so we're going to play him some of our best bits. What would you like us to play for Jerry at 1 o'clock?
I don't know that's like a good use of Jerry Jones's time.
Would you mind texting Rosie and asking him what he wants us to play for Jerry Jones?
I don't think Jerry really cares about our greatest moments as a radio show.
Yep.
But I honestly think like of all the great moments we've had, I thought the Rangers broadcast where we were eating corn dogs. I thought that was maybe our finest moment, me versus Shippy. And, I mean, that may have been the best moment in the history of radio.
It was certainly the most erotic moment. And it might have been actually in the history of television.
Yeah, agreed.
I think they won an Emmy for that. Well,
yeah, because we got Noxie fired a couple of years before that for other left field shenanigans from the Fox Sports Southwest Express bus.
But then we got him hired.
Ben and Skin and JT.
Then we got him hired at TMS after they saw that. Because they have the biggest TV in the world and they wanted that corn dog.
But Emily handing you guys dilly dogs, I don't know if that's much more PG and family friendly.
Oh, my God. I wish I could tell you guys the weird looks I'm getting here at the hospital right now.
Snapchat it.
FaceTime us.
Why did the Rangers decide to call those dill dogs? That seemed like a really...
Dilly dogs are... Where is that?
Because they had dill pickles in them. Weren't they fried pickles? Fried giant pickles?
I don't think anybody remembers. What are you going to watch the Mavs later?
Oh, yeah. So tell me what's going on in sports, guys. I'm in a hospital room right now, and I'm... I had to sleep in a chair last night, which was... I think I'd rather do like 6 months at Lou Sterrett than have to sleep in this chair one more night. It was a little bit like torture. It was kind of like sleeping on a tractor. I think probably I'm going to now check into the hospital to have back surgery after that terrible night's sleep. But I have been out of the world of sports. So are the Mavs at home tonight?
Yeah, no, they're at New Orleans and they're 82-0 so far, Ben. It's been been a major great year so far.
That's what I expected. Well, it's unfortunate that Zion's not going to play, but... hey, maybe the Mavs can go get that W. I saw RJ getting real upset on Twitter about people talking about how good Luka is. And it's one of those nuanced arguments. Like, I think RJ is saying, okay, no, he's somewhere between the 20th and 24th best player.
Disagree.
Don't you dare say he's a top 15 player. And I think he's a top five player, or maybe six. You could name five people that I'd say, okay, those guys are for sure better than him. But at the end of this year, you might end up saying that Luka is top three player in the entire league. And I'm not scared to say that, and I'll say it to your face.
Say it to that gal over there working on your wife's hip. Say it right now. God,
you have no idea how confused she was. They just left the room to take a lap around the hospital floor.
You gave her a take a lap?
I told her to take a lap like Michael Young. Guy, hey, take a lap. You didn't do good on your radio. But so I go, hey, can you talk to these guys? And she was like, sure. And I go, yeah, we're live on the radio. And then she saw my phone. It said fan hotline. She goes, what is this? And she mouthed it. She wouldn't say it. So there's probably some regulations where she's not allowed to talk. And mm-hmm. I kind of freaked her out. So my wife went in to use the restroom, and I was stuck in my room with that physical therapist for about 2 minutes while I overly projected on the phone with you guys. And she stared at me like I was an axe murderer.
We all know with hippo laws and things like that.
Yeah, you got to be careful with the hippo laws, Ben, especially with Kat getting a new hippo. Well, dude, it was great for you to take time to do this.
Where are they playing, by the way?
Well, that's not a good sports question.
You guys like Andy Reid?
Yes. And as we are celebrating the best of Ben and Skin throughout the day, we will play.
How you feeling about the game, though?
We'll play clips like that all throughout the day. Okay, Ben, what we're going to do now is something in radio that we call a stop set. So would you mind teasing it to the best of Ben and Skin coming up next?
Yep. Coming up next on the world famous Ben and Skin show, the best things that have ever happened on our show for you and your enjoyment, and we love you. Next.
All right, it's Ben and Skin show, 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for rolling with us today. Lots of good stuff to get to. Jerry Jones at 1 o'clock. But in honor of the great Fanniversary party that's going down tomorrow at Texas Live, we want all Tolos to come. It's free. From noon to 4, we're going to have incredible college football on the tubes. We're going to be drinking beer with you, and the guest lineup is incredible. We got round tables. I know on the round table with me, it's me and Shippy and Fish, and we've got Jalen Smith and Willie Calhoun.
Yeah, and then Ed Belfour and Craig Ludwig.
That's incredible. And then aren't you and Spittle going to do a Q&A with them, right?
Yeah, so while Willie Calhoun is on with you guys, I'll go with Spittle over to the Q&A area, and Craig Ludwig and Ed Belfour will be answering questions from the fans.
Another cool element, I don't know if we've talked about it enough, and there's going to be Jim Jeffcoat, Charles Haley, you guys like that are going to be there.
Man.
The boxer, we got a lot of boxing fans, Sean Porter,
yes.
Who just lost to Errol Spence.
Right.
It'll be kind of interesting. But, you know, Texas Life, if you haven't been, go out there and hang out. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But also going to check out the new progress in the ballpark as well. We haven't really talked about that.
No.
And you're going to see it coming together up close in person if you can, if you haven't, and it'll be a good time to do it with all your fan buddies.
Ah, that's really good. I love the idea of Belfour and Ludwig with the hockey sweaters.
Yeah.
Sweaters forever.
Yeah.
Love it. All right, let's now get to our first round of the best of Ben and Skin as we look back at this last decade of the fan being on the air. What do you got for us, Tizzle?
Yeah, I just kind of ran through it. Now, this time, you lost a bet one time in which you had to interview your mom with awkward questions.
Oh, man, that was
Ben
so
and
good.
I selected the questions that you had to ask. We had a bunch, and then you kind of chopped it down. So here's a little clip of your interview with your mother with some inappropriate questions. And here's a little bit of the context. You were asking her, you said that you had to fill out like a HR work survey type thing.
Okay.
You know, for the company. They're making everyone do it.
All right.
Because of the climate change.
Yep.
Things like that. Yeah. So here's some of the questions. And you were just calling to ask your mom for advice. Like, is this okay that these are questions HR is making us answer?
What bra size is too big on a woman?
Well, I've heard people complain about when the strap cuts the shoulder, and that's going into women that are endowed, like double Ds, and, you know, that's absurd.
Monsterjug.net.
Oh, my God, son. Well, yeah, I mean, I cannot, but Jeff, they're going to get, they can't ask these kind of questions.
They do. This is, and seriously, I don't know, you have to, you know, it's fill in the blank stuff.
Oh, okay, let's go there.
Okay, what's a bone?
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. What do you want me to say?
I don't know. Okay, what is salad tossing?
I have no idea. Did you just say salad toss?
Yeah.
Oh, I toss a salad. I'm sure that's not what, I mean, that's what it means to me.
Yeah, no, I think they're just doing like a psychological exam.
Okay, yeah.
I forgot that existed.
So intense.
You and Ben are bad people.
They're real bad. You should have won the bet. You should have won the bet.
Dude, there was a point in time where my kids looked at me as the guy that always loses bets.
Like Double D's.
Hold on, Mom. I remember Dez going, why do you always lose bets?
You lost a lot.
I lost a lot.
Let's go to...
We lose to China.
Now, this is one of the great Ben bits that he would always do. Kind of the never-ending question thing with a caller on the phone. So this is pretty good.
Like I said, I don't have nothing against homosexuals.
What'd he say?
He said, yeah, I know it's not right because I don't have two dads.
So what'd you say?
And then I told him, well, yeah, because a woman is the only other person on the only person in this world who can reproduce.
And so what did he say to that? How did he respond when you told him that?
He just kind of was like, well, yeah, I'm going to get me a wife one day.
And so what'd you say?
I'm going to get a husband.
What'd you say?
And I told him, damn right.
What'd he say?
He just laughed. But, you know, I told him, damn right, you're going to get married to a woman.
And what'd he say? What'd he say when you told him that?
I mean, all he could do was laugh, and he was like, I'll never do that.
And what'd you say? What'd you say when he told you that?
I basically told him, I don't ever want to see you do that.
And what'd he say? How'd he respond?
I won't. I mean,
And what'd you say when he said, I won't?
Good.
And what'd you say?
And then what did I say after that?
Yeah.
That was pretty much the end of the conversation.
Oh. Then what'd y'all do?
Then what'd y'all do?
That's a great follow-up.
God, it's pretty great.
Please tell me every banal moment of your entire day.
Now, we used to have a segment on the show called The Love Shack, where ladies would call in and talk about their man problems. And one of the we got the call screen. So basically you have 10 callers, their name and location is on this computer. And this is back before Ben wore readers. And he struggled with this one.
Oh, this is so great.
All right, let's go to Busty. Busty on line 6.
Rusty.
I think it's Rusty.
Rusty.
Hey, guys, it's me, Busty.
Rusty.
Look at these things.
Rusty in North Richland Hills.
They're big.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's up?
Guys, it was just normal calls, I guess. It wasn't the Love Shack.
Wow, we were taking calls, huh?
Rusty and Busty.
Man.
Also, another Love Shack introduction that Ben failed at, and it's led to the way we talk about this great town in our Metroplex.
Let's go to Sandra in Fort Worth, representing Fort Worth. What's up, Sandra?
Yes. What the hell was that?
Thought I had a nickname for Fort Worth. I really didn't have one. Funky Town.
You just grunted Fort Worth.
Hey, Sandra. Fort Worth. Sandra, hold on. Would you mind if we started over with you?
Yeah.
Man, Shippy sounded so different back then.
He sounded more churchy.
Yeah.
Real
representing
churchy.
Fort Worth.
Speaking of Shippy.
That's a great nickname, by the way.
Now, Skin, I think you were going to the Mavs game for this one.
Okay.
But it was another Love Shack, and we were trying to get in the mood, you know?
Yep.
And just kind of everyone kind of talking their bassy voice, and Shippy... I don't know if Shippy's got good pillow talk.
When it's ladies' night, you got to talk to the ladies. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you like to do it. We like to sex up our voice a little bit. We kind of lower our voice and say, hey, girl, a lot. Right, KT?
That's right, Ben. Yeah. Let's get naked and talk sports.
Oh, I don't like that part.
Check Shippy. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good.
All right, this is weird. There's
it just
four
sounds
dudes
like Shippy
talking.
Is just slow when he says that.
Shippy's had a head injury. Let me.
Hey, CBS is an equal opportunity employer.
Good point. Good point.
Number one, Shippy.
All right, everybody pretty shut good. Up.
All right.
God, I miss when we were CBS.
Let's go to barbecue's galore.
Uh-huh.
As most of you know, it's not a barbecue aisle, it's a barbecue store.
I've always said that.
So
I've always said that perfectly.
Yeah. Let's see.
And remember to tell them that at barbecue's galore, you're there because it's a barbecue stove, not a barbecue aisle. They changed their whole marketing campaign after they heard that. They're like, man, that gold right there.
Can you do that again, please?
And remember to tell them that at barbecue's galore, you're there because it's a barbecue stove, not a barbecue aisle.
Yeah. Look, now I know, look, there's a lot of people who are out there in the world working real jobs, whether
right.
it be an office or maybe it's labor.
Mm-hmm.
So, look,
Mason,
I just want to give it a shout out to you guys, you know?
Thanks, man.
And ladies. I will say, it is sometimes tough. You know, you get these words on a little train track going, and sometimes the words start hopscotching each other. You can't piece it together. It's just a brain, fart.
I didn't see anything wrong with any of that. I thought I was nailing that.
So here, I'll put myself under the fire a little bit.
I don't think you should.
Going around the NFL one time, and I had to report on Fletcher Cox of the Eagles had just been signed to a new long-term deal.
I remember this. This was a great sports talk.
I was just kind of breaking it down. What's interesting, though, is Fletcher Cox of the Eagles, he got $27.3 million up front in his deal.
Okay.
Fletcher Cox, one of the best defensive tackles.
I didn't hear what you missaid.
Fletcher Cox.
What do you want me to do? Flex my what? We talking football? You want me to flex my what?
Okay, so he got 27.3 guaranteed.
All right, you're such listening to live coverage of the Fletcher Cox story. It's even weirder.
Flex my what?
That music pumping in the background.
Hey, is that a good description of what that music's doing? It's not playing. That music is pumping.
And I don't know. So I'd forgotten this existed. Someone texted this in 877-881-1053. It may be too difficult to find.
Okay. Fletcher,
but that spot you did with Emily Jones for manscaping.
Oh, yeah. That might be hard to find.
God, that was so good.
But it may not be hard to find.
You'll see.
But it's not on the preliminary list right here. Remember back when we started, at least when I joined the show in 2013, and you know, when you anywhere you go, you get to a new location, whether it be a restaurant or anything, you're trying to get Wi-Fi, be a problem. Well, this is early. This is probably the first week that I had worked with you guys, and Ben was having Wi-Fi issues up on the 12th floor back in the old prep room. You know, he's just like, hey, I haven't been in this building, you know, so like trying to get connected, and he couldn't open up his Twitter, and he was mad at Twitter. He couldn't get his password in, and he was having Wi-Fi issues, and it was big computer issues, and here he is getting blocked out of Twitter and can't get in.
I don't know what you want from me. Where do you want the number? Do you want a space?
I don't understand why you have some.
No, that would beat your computer up.
To his computer.
He started fighting his computer.
Now, one of the people always talked about Game of Thrones this year as it wrapped up. Skin has seen about 10 minutes of one episode.
But it was the best 10 minutes of all time, right?
It was when Prince Oberyn fought the mountain, if you're familiar with that. If you're not, well, then Skin gave you a pretty good recap of one of the most insane episodes of Game of Thrones.
Admit it, thy mountain, I am the Baryshnikov from the west, who sailed the seas to come and conquer thou. And then he's like, say it, say it. And then the midget's like, no, dude, just finish him off. And he's like, no, say it, I'm the cocky from the east. And then the mountain, mountain, who was dead, reached up, grabbed this dude, he squeezed the guy's head until his melon exploded. And he squeezed it. Dude, you're going to die for talking like that, a mountain. And he pushed his eyeballs in, and then the head exploded, and then they both died. And then everyone suddenly goes, oh, thou Gameth of Thrones, bummer. They both died, and the melon exploded. Bring on the dragon, and the elves with the boobs, and the merriment begins. And then the dwarf was like, oh, S. And then it ended.
And then it ended.
I forgot about that ending with the dwarf.
Now, I've done, in my time here, a couple CBS Sports Minutes. They want me to fill in for the national guys.
Yeah, for Rome and the gang?
Yeah, it's Feinstein Boomer, or whoever it is, right?
God, Feinstein. I love when Boomer reads Wikipedia.
Feinstein. Here's just one of them that I've done in the past.
I love Feinstein's bagel.
Yeah.
They quickly took me off this gig.
Oh, no.
Hey, it's KT here for another CBS Sports Radio Minute. Man, there were a lot of games last night. There were wins. There were losses. Fans attended those games while other fans watched. And Pam Anderson is cured of hepatitis C. Did anyone ever give you Hep C? I wonder what that would be like. If there was a disease to have, Hep C wouldn't make my top five list. And the Stars, how about those guys? When they do good hockey, I forget about my traumatic childhood. Ever had a sandwich? And that's why the sports are happening. And that's what they want.
Yes.
You know, that hard-hitting energy.
Dude, that is really a sellable commodity right there.
That is fantastic.
Cut 12, Shippy. So what we do after the show is we go into a side studio and do the coming up today on the Ben and Skin Show. Coming up tomorrow on the Ben and Skin Show. And one time Ben farted into the mic on accident. So
good. It all gets going. It all gets going right after. What is that? It all gets going right after the G-Bag Nation. The Ben and Skin Show. 3 to 7 on 105.3 The Fan.
You son of a...
Yeah, that's great.
That was the most... I mean, I remember that so well.
What?
The back of his pants exploded out towards the wall.
Get a cape for a second.
Now, here is me sucking at live spots.
Sir?
Only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. The website is Draft... Oh, my goodness. Oh, we fumbled at the end.
Oh, how did you...
Let's finish the spot.
What? Right,
down three, that Chippy. Two, one. The website Action. Is DraftKings.com. See how I got a bunch of attention to the website, DraftKings.com, by intentionally fumbling? Go to break.
Go to break?
The CBS Sports Minute brought to you by...
I do love our... that. Go to break.
I do love in our business when someone just demands to go to break.
Two more here. Back in 2013 or 2014, I was hanging out in Deep Elm with our good buddy Dodge and Rylan Rowe.
Yeah.
We were watching some basketball. It was the NBA Finals. It was the Heat Spurs that year.
Yes.
And I was kind of just going around Deep Elm, and I ran into a guy named Lil Roy.
Lil Roy.
Now, Lil Roy was incredible, and he was carrying this big can of Bud Ice, and he was just walking around, and he wanted to do a little interview. So here's Lil Roy, just a clip from Lil Roy.
What are you doing tonight, partying with that Bud Ice? What's been going on tonight?
Well, I'm actually going to get some weed and getting on the bus and going to the house.
Where are you getting that weed at?
I need some corn. I'm going to the south side.
What happens at the south side?
They just kick it. It's all kind of shit around there. Crackheads, hair run faces, all kind of shit. But me, I'm just going to get the weed.
Is LeBron going to have enough to pull this out?
LeBron's going to act the ass.
He's going to
act the ass.
That's so great. So funny.
God, I miss Lil Roy.
Yeah.
I love,
he's doing well.
I love how happy you were to run into him.
He was such a great dude.
Man, if anybody were ever to describe our radio show, I would want them to describe it like this. This came in on the Autoflex Leasing Fantex. Don't remember what segment it was, but KT basically checked out after y'all made a remark about a Garth Brooks concert.
I don't know if that's how it went down.
I think it's
last
exactly
one here, and then we'll
down.
Get to Broadus. Find out a little more about Michael Bennett. I thought this was pretty funny. So we're talking to a chick on the Love Shack during that segment. And then Skin jumped in with this really odd thing that he coveted.
We're asking ladies, what's the first thing they notice about a guy? And what's the first thing they want a guy to notice? Let's go to Hannah in the beautiful metropolis of Rowlett. Mm. Hannah, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
What's up?
God,
so
yes.
Ready. Hey, let's all take turns. Let's just see.
Oh, yes.
I'm in on that. Second.
Hold on.
Second.
That's a weird.
Why would you pick second? Why'd you...
It's so great.
Why would you pick second?
I cannot wait to replay that for Jerry Jones at 1 o'clock. All right, we do have Jerry Jones at 1 o'clock. We do have a couple more segments throughout the
second
show of the best of Ben and Skin as we're getting ready to celebrate Fanniversary tomorrow out there at Texas Live. Coming up next, so let's see what Brian Broaddus thinks about the Michael Bennett trade right here on The Fan.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.